Our guest is Christopher Smart, Chief Global Strategist at Barings. Chris, thanks very much for joining us. We mentioned recession trade was sort of the approach on Wall Street today. If you don't have growth, well, go where you can find it. Technology, I mentioned some of those big gains there. But that does seem to be predicated on the Fed slowing its approach. Bond investors say that'll happen in the middle of next year, but we haven't seen that language yet from the Fed. How do you move here from here?
Well, I think it's interesting that the market is, as you say, focused on recession fears, growth concerns, and when the Fed will, in fact, stop hiking, when it's really just getting started. The Fed, I think, has made very clear, Jay Powell and everybody else has lined up behind him, that they are, right now at least, more likely to err on the side of probably going too tight rather than too loose. I think they don't want to be known as the Fed that let inflation get away from them. And that, I think, is seeping into risk markets, both on the fixed income and the equity side.
They don't want to be the Fed which let inflation get out of hand, but they could be the Fed which has perhaps engendered a recession. That's the danger here, and that's what people are grappling with.
It's, of course, the danger, and it's what the markets, why the markets have been selling off so sharply in the last few months. You know, it's a confusing time, and it's not confusing as to whether things are good or bad. I think it's confusing as to whether things are kind of bad or really bad. And it's a question of whether, at least in the United States, a very strong household sector, very strong consumer balance sheets, corporates that have just reported, you know, pretty good earnings overall, and a banking system that is rock solid can withstand these stronger headwinds from higher rates and weaker growth. Once we get a sense that inflation is topping out, then we'll have a better sense of where rates will top out, and that becomes much easier to apply a bunch of valuation metrics to, you know, what we want to invest in.
We had a big sell-off in Europe, and what you see that, what's happening in Europe because of natural gas shortages and those difficulties that have come from policy over many, many years, does it remind you of what the U.S. is facing with semiconductors?
In some sense, but I think, you know, Europe is in a very, very tough place. It's a much more difficult challenge to face down inflation that is really caused by supply chain disruptions and, in particular, energy and food. And that is the direct challenge that the ECB has to face. And that's what makes this winter for Europe look so grim, and what we think will probably more likely than not tip the European economy into recession. I'll just mention we had very difficult inflation numbers. I think for the Eurozone as a whole, it was about 8.6% in terms of CPI headline inflation, but that covered up.
Where do we go from here?
Could you be a little more specific?
Okay. Are we heading towards a slowdown, stagflation, a recession, or is everything going to be okay?
All right, got it. Everything is going to be okay because I'm generally an optimist, but I think it's going to be a bumpy ride between here and there. I think the inflationary pressures that we're seeing in the markets appear to be peaking, as you pointed out in your news update. Food prices, oil prices, commodities prices generally appear to be coming off of their peaks. But I think it's going to still be a difficult task ahead for the Fed and the ECB in particular to get inflation under control and to make sure that those inflation expectations are well capped. So I think the path to getting rates in the U.S. or inflation in the U.S. from 8% back to 2% is going to be a long and bumpy one well through the end of next year.
I mentioned China before the break. I wanted to get to that because now we know that Anthony Blinken will meet up with Wang Yi in the Bali discussions at the G20. We had that video talk yesterday from Liu He and Janet Yellen, and the markets rallied here initially but then suffered a little bit and fell back. Your take on where those two are going?
Well, I think it's to be welcomed overall to see high-level officials in both governments talking to one another. I think the last time Janet Yellen spoke to her counterpart was last fall, and that, for two very large, complicated economies with a lot of issues on the table, isn't often enough. And I think that's why you saw a brief rally. At least something is going to get done. maybe some hopes that these reports on tariffs being repealed were part of that rally. But I think people will also recognize that, well, a repeal in tariffs is good for a whole lot of reasons in terms of promoting free trade and slightly helpful on inflation. It really is only going to be slightly helpful on inflation.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't really that inflation when they instituted them, so it's not going to be doing the same thing in reverse. Where does all this leave the Fed ultimately?
I'm not sure the U.S.-China piece is so important for the Fed. Obviously, getting supply chains back and operating more fluently is important, and I think that was part of what they discussed, and being able to talk through coordination of those supply chains. But the Fed's real problem has to do with, you know, headline consumer price inflation as well as expectations for inflation. I think that's what they're focused on more than anything else. International markets, blowback of a strong dollar, obviously feeds into their broader calculus, but it's not first, and it's not their frontline concern at this stage.
We mainly talk about market action in these slots, and that's one of the things that investors are trying to do is, has the market been leading the Fed so much that when the market makes a change like this, now you have yields down rather dramatically, the 10-year yield from 350 down to 280 or so, whether or not that is enough. Have we seen enough downward push in stock prices? Have we now seen enough in commodity price falls and bond yields dropping to tell us about a change?
I think the Fed has been pretty clear. I know Jay Powell and his colleagues get a bad rap for their communications. I think they've been pretty clear in the last several outings in particular that they are very focused on this, both headline CPI, inflation expectations, and their favorite measure, core personal consumption expenditures. I don't think they're going to blink until those data sets are firmly on a downward trend. And it's not going to be 1 or 2 months. They're going to want to make sure the trend is fully in place before they start thinking of cutting rates.
Yeah, absolutely. And, so it's definitely a case of very, very quickly, Christopher, that they are dealing with inflation over a recession. How do they flip that? When do they get worried about a recession? Very quickly.
Well, when unemployment starts ticking up, when demand starts collapsing, all of those things are the things they're going to be looking for. But right now, they need to get inflation under control.
Christopher, thank you so much for joining us. Excellent for you to join us today. Christopher Smart, their chief global strategist at Barings. We have a dollar index at 1.3%. Treasury yields on the way down. This is Bloomberg.